B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Eruvin Daf Tzadik Gimel. We're going to start 2/3 of the way down from the top of the Omid. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda, Gimel Karpifiois Ze B'tzad Ze. If you had three Karpifiois, Karpifiois are, in this context, are types of enclosures that are of temporary style. They're not proper solid walls. And the solid wall in halachic terms means shesi ve'erev. It's either solid, and if it's not solid, it's got horizontal and vertical parts to it, which with gaps of less than 3 tvachim in between them. That's called a solid wall. Here we're talking about an area that's enclosed with just either a shesi or an erev, either just with upright reeds or just with horizontal ropes. And they do form mechitzas. They are halachically valid walls, but because they are of such primitive nature, the Chachomim only allowed us to carry in them on Shabbos if to the area for yochid, for a single person, is only allowed to carry if it's up to the size of base or sayim, which is 5,000 square amis. Not more than that. However, if it's a shayara, if it's a caravan, and it's a group of people, of 3 people or more, in one enclosure, a karpaif, or such a temporary type of enclosure, then we give them as much as they need, and they're not restricted. So what we have a case here with Gimel Karpifiais, we have 3 such enclosures that are next to each other. Ze betzad ze, one next to the other. Ushnaim hachitzoinim megufofim, vehemtzoi einoi megufof. We'll remember from the sugi we've learnt previously, we learnt about a wide chotzer, a narrow chotzer. And if we can visualize it, and most Gemaras will have a diagram on the page, if you have a wide karpaif and next to it a narrow karpaif, then the wide karpaif has, so to speak, 4 walls going all the way around it. Just on the middle wall, there's an opening, which is where it merges with where it meets the middle karpaif. The middle karpaif is totally breached open relative to the wider karpaif on its right. On the left of this middle karpaif, again, it's totally breached open, and there's an opening to a wider karpaif, where again, the wider karpaif in and of itself has 4 walls, besides for the right-handmost wall of the left-hand karpaif, where in the middle of it, it has the opening, which is the width of the middle karpaif. So the 2 outer karpaifs have got 4 walls around them. The middle karpaif is actually only got the 2 walls. It's only got 2 walls, and the 2 other walls, which is where the middle karpaif meets the right and the left-hand karpaif, it's totally open. And we've already said previously that any area similar to a chotzer, and that includes a karpaif, that only has 3 walls, then it's an insignificant area. It's an annex to a larger area. Because if you're standing in this middle karpaif, then it's breached open to the right to a big karpaif and breached open to the left to a big karpaif. Even though each of the side karpaifs in and of themselves have just a pesach, because they have 4 walls, or at least most of 4 walls, and therefore they can section themselves off from the middle karpaif. But the middle karpaif cannot section itself off from the 2 outer karpaifs because it's totally breached open to them. So looking at the middle karpaif is actually influenced by the right-hand karpaif and by the left-hand karpaif because it's breached open. That means the big karpaif, so to speak, is considered, the right-hand big karpaif is considered as if its residents are also in the middle karpaif, and the left-hand big karpaif is considered, so to speak, as if it's their residents are in the middle karpaif, because the middle karpaif doesn't have its own 4 walls. If so, and so the Gemara says, in such a case where you've got these 3 karpaifs, the shnayim achitzoinim mugupofim, the 2 outer ones have a fenced in on 4 sides, besides for the opening to the middle karpaif, v'emtzoyeinim mugupof, and the middle karpaif is not got 4 walls around. V'yochid bezeh, v'yochid bezeh. And there's 1 person residing in each of the 3 karpaifs. Nase kashayora. Since both outer karpaifs are associated to the middle one, that means the middle one is breached open to both the outer ones. Therefore, we see them as all being in the middle karpaif. And since it's three people associated to the middle carapave, therefore it's as if it's a caravan, and we give them, we do not limit them to the amount of space they need and want for the carapave. Continues the Gemara. Vadai emtsoi megupof. What happens if you have the opposite case? That the middle carapave is widest. It's got, so to speak, four walls. And just in the on the right hand, the large right hand wall of the middle carapave, there's an opening to the a smaller carapave on the right, and similarly to the left. The two outer ones are the narrower ones. And since the two outer ones are totally breached open to the middle one, then so to speak, the residents of the middle one are influencing the two outer carapaves as well. It's as if, that means the outer carapave has to take into account everything that's going on in the middle carapave because it's totally breached open to that carapave. And so in the case of Yochid Bezeh, V'Yochid Bezeh, V'Yochid Bezeh, in the event that there's one person in each of these carapaves, Ein Noistlinem Elo Beis Sheish, then it's clear that each individual only gets a carapave up to the size of 5,000 square amis, which is each 5,000 square amis is called base sosayim. It's two saw. Between the three of them, it's six saw. Why? Because the people in the middle are associated to the right. Since there's only one person in the middle and one person on the right, at the most, there'll be two people in the right hand associated to the right hand carapave. That's not yet a caravan. And the same applies if the one person in the middle is associated to the left-hand carapave, it's still only two people in the left-hand carapave because there's only one in the middle and one on the left. So that's clear that since there's three people and there's no single entity that's associated to all three people, therefore it's not got the halachas of a shayora, of a caravan, and they just get base sosayim for each person. Iboilu, the question is going to be in this case, what happens if you have, let's see in the Gemara, Iboilu, echod bezeh ve'echod bezeh. If there's one person on the outermost carapif on the right, and one person on the outermost carapif on the right, ushnayim be'emtsoi. We have altogether four people, not three people, and the two people are in the middle one. And we said that since the middle carapif is the one which has the four walls, and therefore it affects the right hand carapif and the left hand carapif. Then what's the halacha? Ila hocha nafki, if the two in the middle are going to associate themselves with the right-hand carapave, klosahava, then in the right-hand carapave you have three. One that's residing in the outer carapave, and the two in the middle carapave that are associated to the right-hand carapave. V'ila hocha nafki, and if you're going to associate the two in the middle to the left-hand carapave, again klosahava, there's three in the left-hand carapave. So that's one way of looking at it. And then whichever way you look at it, you've got three people either in the right-hand carapave or in the left-hand carapave. And for that matter, they both could be three. That means whichever way you turn it, there's three. And therefore, they'll have the halachas of a shayora. Or maybe we'll look at it differently. Chad lahocha, maybe the two in the middle are, so to speak, splitting up. One is going to go, lahocha nofik, is going to go to the right-hand carapave, v'chad lahochanofik, and one of the middle ones are going to go to the left-hand carapave, and then you're left with what? You're left with this two on the right and two on the left. And then it's not a shayora. V'im tim tzoloiman, even in the event that you're going to say that you split up the two in the middle, chad lahochanofik, v'chad lahochanofik, one goes to the right and one goes to the left, in which case, in the event that there's one in the outer carapave, two in the middle and one in the other outer one, in that case you will not say they have the status of a shayora. What's going to be in an opposite case? Shnayim bezeh or shnayim bezeh. If the two outer ones have two people in each, which means in this case we have five people, and ve'echod be'emtsoi, there's one in the middle. And now wherever this one in the middle goes, mau, hocha vadai, here there's no way of splitting up the one in the middle. There's only one person in the middle. He's either associated to the right or to the left. And then if he goes to the right, there's definitely three because there's already two there before. If he goes to the left, there's definitely three. Ila hocha nafik, tlosahava. V'ila hocha nafik, tlosahava. Either way, there's going to be three. Oy dilma, or maybe, ema lahocha nafik, We don't know where he's going to go. He may only go to the right, and then the left will only have two people. He may go to the left, and the right will only have two people. And since it's not a defined and definite split, there's no one place with definite three people, maybe in that case we will not give it the halachas of a shayara. Says the Gemara, v'hilchas ad halacha is boyon l'kula. In both these questions, we go l'kula. We give them, we do assume as if it's a shayara, and we give them as much space as they need, irrespective of whether there's one person in each of the outer karpaves and two in the middle, or if there's two in each of the outer karpaves and one in the middle, they are considered as a shayara, and we give them kol tzorkom, not just base sosaim per person. Continues the Gemara. Omar of Chizda, Gidud Chamisha Umechitza Chamisha. And this is a new concept that we haven't yet come up to here in this Masechta. What happens, we know that if you have a wall of 10 tfachim high, it has the status of a mechitza, a partition. If you have a raised area, for example, we've seen previously, if you've got one chotzer that is 10 tfachim above another chotzer, then the side, that height where the higher chotzer is elevated from the lower chotzer, serves as a wall. It certainly serves as a wall for the lower chotzer, because the lower chotzer sees a wall of 10 tfachim facing it, and it often or usually serves as a wall also for the upper chotzer. What happens if you do not have a wall of 10 tfachim, nor do you have an elevation of 10 tfachim? You've got the two together. Do they combine to make a wall of 10 tfachim? So Rav Chisda says, Gidud Chamisha, if you have an elevation of 5 tfachim, Umechitza Chamisha, and on top of that you have 5 tfachim of wall, Ein Mitztarfim, they do not combine to make a single wall, a partition of 10 tfachim. Ad sheyehei oikuloi begidud, oikuloi bemechitza. Either you have the whole 10 tfachim with a wall, or the whole 10 tfachim as an elevation, but not the two combined. And we're going to see later in the Gemara that Marema is going to argue with this, and Marema is going to say that Gidud Chamisha Umechitza Chamisha Mitzdarfim, they do combine. But now we're discussing Rav Chisda's opinion, who say that they do not combine. And the Gemara is going to ask a question. Meisvei, we have a Braisa that seems to say contrary to Rav Chisda. What does it say in the Braisa? Shtei Chatzeres Zu Lemailo Mizu. You have a lower Chotzer and a higher Chotzer. And obviously, what makes the higher chotzer higher? It's obviously elevated, which means that when the lower chotzer is facing the upper chotzer, there's obviously some type of a mound or some type of a wall, which is the elevation of the higher chotzer. So in the Braisa it says that if you've got two chatzeris, zule mailo mizu, ve'elyoino gavoya minatachtoino asoro tvachim, if you have a typical case where the higher chotzer is 10 tvachim above the lower chotzer, that is called gidud asora. You have a whole wall, a whole 10 tfachim, which is comprised of an elevation. Oy, here the Braisa adds on. If you do not have a full 10 tfachim with this elevation, oy sheyesh bo gidud chamisha o mechitzo chamisha. If the higher chotzer is only 5 tfachim above the lower one, but on top, at the edge of this, of the upper chotzer, you've actually got a wall of 5 tfachim. So the two together make a mechitza, a partition of 10 tfachim. In both these cases, ma'arvin shnayim ve'ein ma'arvin echod. It's considered a proper mechitza, and we know that when you have two chatzeres with a mechitza in the middle, in the absence of a significantly sized opening, then the two chatzeres cannot do eruvei chatzeres. They each have to make their own independent Eruv. So you see here clearly that if you have Gidud Chamisha and Mechitza Chamisha, it's considered a wall, and both Chatzeris have to make their own independent Eruv. According to Rav Chisda, that Gidud Chamisha or Mechitza Chamisha is not considered a Mechitza, then it should be considered as if their two Chatzeris are breached to each other, they should have to make a single Eruv between them. But the Braisa continues, before we answer that, in the event that either the top chotzer is not elevated 10 tfachim and there's no wall on top of it, or in the event that you've got an elevation of 5 and a wall of 5 but less than that, which means that the wall on top of this elevation is not 5 tfachim, which means that between the two you do not have a wall of 10 tfachim, in that case, Ma'arvin echod v'ein ma'arvin shnayim. It's like two chatzeres that are breached to each other, and the only way you can carry in any of those chatzeres is if you merge the two together. But either way, you see from this braisa, gidud chamisha or mechitzo chamisha is mitztarif, contrary to what Rav Chisda said. Answers the Gemara, Omar Rava, Moider Rav Chisda betachtoino hoil v'roya pnei asor. Rav Chisda differentiates between the lower chotzer and the upper chotzer. He says the lower chotzer, when it's facing the upper chotzer, he's seeing a full 10 tfachim, 5 tfachim of elevation, 5 tfachim of wall. So as far as the lower chotzer is concerned, it's clear that it's completely sectioned off from the upper one. There's a proper mechitza there. It's only regarding the upper chotzer, where the upper chotzer is only seeing the wall of 5 tfachim. It's not seeing the elevation that in and of itself is elevated from the lower chotzer. That's something that cannot be seen in the upper chotzer. And Rashi explains, in the event that the whole chotzer was elevated 10 tfachim, then the people in the upper chotzer can use the chotzer right to the edge of the chotzer, and they can tell, they can feel that they are 10 tfachim above the lower chotzer. But in this case, where there's a wall there, so they cannot even get to the edge of the chotzer. So they cannot see the height that their chotzer is above the lower chotzer. And in and within their own chotzer, they only see a mechitza chamisha. In that case, relative to the upper chotzer, it's not considered as if there's a mechitza asara, which means that the upper chotzer has an issue here, because the upper chotzer cannot make its own eruv because it's totally breached to the lower chotzer. The lower chotzer cannot join the chotzer with the eruv with the upper chotzer because the lower chotzer has a proper 10 tfachim. So Rava said that Rav Chisda agrees b'tachtoyna hoyel v'roya pnei asara. So when it says in the braisa that when you have a gidud chamisha, umechitzo chamisha, and the braisa says, ma'arvin shnayim v'ein ma'arvin echod, they make independent eruvs, they cannot make an eruv together, it's obviously only talking, or we'll soon see it, how that works, but it's clearly true, Rav Chisda agrees that it's true for the lower chotzer, for the upper chotzer it's an issue. Ask the Gemara, if so, the braisa should say that tachtoina te'ariv shnayim v'loy te'ariv echod. Only the lower chotzer is not able to join an eruv with the upper chotzer. It has to make an independent chotzer. That's what it means. Te'ariv shnayim means it has to make its own chotzer, its own eruv. V'loy te'ariv echod, it cannot combine with the upper chotzer. Elyoino, however, the upper chotzer loy te'ariv loy echod v'loy shnayim. It cannot make its own eruv because it's breached to the lower chotzer. It cannot make a chotzer together with the lower chotzer because the lower chotzer can't join it because the lower chotzer has a mechitza. So how can the braisa just say a blanket statement, ma'arvin shnayim ve'ein ma'arvin echod, according to Rav Chisda, that's only true for the lower chotzer? Answers the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Bar Ula, kegoin shehoiso elyoino megufefes ad ese amis. He adds in another detail here. The lower chotzer, we said, according to Rav Chisda, Gidud Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha, even according to Rav Chisda, Mitztarfim, which means the lower chotzer clearly has a 10 tfachim wall around it, and it is not connected in any way to the upper chotzer. The upper chotzer, we said, only has a wall of 5 tfachim. It has a wall of 5 tfachim. According to Rav Chisda, Ein Mitztarfim, it's as if it doesn't have a wall. And we asked a question, if so, what does it mean, Ma'orvin Echod? Ma'orvin Shnaim, sorry, how can it make its own... How can it make its own Eruv? It's completely breached to the lower chotzer. The answer is no. The upper chotzer has, the wall of the upper chotzer actually is two layers. Part of the wall is 10 tfachim high, a proper 10 tfachim wall. However, there's an opening between the upper chotzer and the lower chotzer. That opening, the wall of that, where that opening is only 5 tfachim high. That means in and of itself, that it has a proper wall going all the way around it, besides for an opening which is less than 10 amos wide, and that opening, even though it's only that it has a wall of 5 tfachim high, according to Rav Chisda, that wall of 5 tfachim is something which we don't give any yachas to that. It's ein mitzdarfim, so just consider it as if it's a Pesach, and since it's just a Pesach, in and of itself, it can make its own eruv, and it has to make its own eruv. It cannot join with the lower chotzer because the lower chotzer has a proper mechitza. The upper chotzer indeed has a pesach to the lower chotzer, but it's just a Pesach. And in every case, when you have a Pesach between one chotzer and another, it can either make its own Eruv or join the other chotzer with the Eruv. In this case, as far as the upper chotzer is concerned, indeed, it could either make its own Eruv or join the lower chotzer. But in this case, it cannot join the lower chotzer because the lower chotzer cannot join with it, because relative to the lower chotzer, there's a wall. And that's what the Braisa means, that the upper chotzer has to make its own Eruv. Asks the Gemara, Ihocha, if you say that the upper chotzer in and of itself, all the way around, it has 10 tefachim walls. It's only a section of one of the walls where it's flush with the lower chotzer that it has the wall is not 10 tefachim high, it's only 5 tefachim high. If that's the case, Ihocha, Eima Sefer. How are we going to read the end of the Braisa? What does it say in the Sefer? Pochis Mikan, which means either that the wall or the elevation, if there's only any one of them, that is not 10 tefachim, or in the case where you have Gidud Chamisha and Mechitza Chamisha, if the Mechitza is less than Chamisha, which means between the two you do not have 10 tefachim, then the Braisa says that the halacha is Ma'orvin Echod Vein Ma'orvin Shnaim. Then you have to, then it's totally breached open. You don't have any mechitza there. They have to join in a single Eruv. If you're going to say that the top chotzer has, besides for this opening, which according to the Sefer of the Braisa, the opening is, the wall where the opening is less than 5 tvachim, okay, so it's less than 5 tvachim, but the rest of the wall around the top chotzer is 10 tvachim high. Because we said we're talking about Maguf Efes, that the rest of the top chotzer has proper walls, and we're only talking here about a certain opening. If so, the top chotzer should definitely be able to make its own, it should make its own Eruv, and it certainly shouldn't have to join the lower chotzer. So why does it say in the end of the Braisa that if there isn't a full 10 tefachim between the Gidud and the Mechitza, that the two chatzeris must join into one eruv? Ihocha eima sefer pochis mikan ma'orvin echad ve'ein ma'orvin shnayim shnayim iboya chad te'oriv iboya trei te'oriv. The question is that the top chotzer at least should be able to either make it an eruv on its own or to join the lower one with an eruv because it has its own walls and it also has a pesach. And the same will apply relative to the lower chotzer, that since the upper chotzer has walls that are 10 tefachim high, besides for a small section of it, which it's where this wall is less than 10 tefachim, and in this case we're saying it's even less than 5 tefachim, then relative to the lower chotzer also, it's got walls of 10 tefachim high on part of the wall, and it's just got an opening, the lower chotzer also can choose to either make a single Eruv with the upper chotzer, or to make an independent Eruv itself. Why do we say in the Braisa that in the case where the part of the wall on top of the elevation is less than 5 tefachim, in that case they must join a single Eruv? Why should that be true? If it's Maguf Efes, then there are parts of the wall are 10 tefachim high, and they should be able to have the option of making an independent Eruv, should they choose to. Answers the Gemara. Omar Rabba Barei Darava, Kigoyin Shenifra Tzoha Tachtoino Bemilu'o Le'elyoino. And this means as follows. It means that it's true that relative to the upper chotzer and the upper chotzer itself, which is wider than the lower chotzer, the part of the upper chotzer which is wider than the lower chotzer, that's the part that has 10 tefachim high walls. And it's only the part where the lower chotzer is adjacent to the upper chotzer, that's the part, and assuming it's not more than 10 amas wide, that is the part that doesn't have such a high wall. And in that case, if you haven't got, if the elevation together with the wall, the little wall, is not 10 tefachim high, then the lower chotzer is now totally breached open. Because the whole part, the whole width of the lower chotzer is flush with the opening of the upper chotzer. So the lower chotzer now does not have, on that whole side of that chotzer, does not have any mechitza asara. If so, the lower chotzer definitely can only carry if it merges with an eruv with the upper chotzer. The upper chotzer itself is wider than the lower chotzer, and the area which is wider, indeed, that part of the wall is 10 tvachim high. So the upper chotzer can either choose to join the lower chotzer with the eruv or make its own eruv. But the lower chotzer can certainly only carry if it merges with the upper chotzer. Let's ask the Gemara, Ihocha, according to what we're saying now, the Braisa should have said that tachtoino, the lower one, chad ta'orev treloi ta'arev, the lower chotzer must make an eruv together with the upper chotzer to be able to carry, and elyoino, but the upper chotzer, iboya trei ta'arev, if it wants to make its independent eruv, it can, viboya chad ta'arev, and if it wants, it can join an eruv with the lower chotzer. And the Braisa doesn't say that. The Braisa says that if you haven't got a full ten tefachim between the elevation and this lowered part of the mechitza, then they have to make an eruv together. That's only true for the lower chotzer, not for the upper chotzer. Answers the Gemara. Enochanami, you're 100% right. V'chiktoni pochis mikan ma'orvin echot ve'in ma'orvin shnayim. When it says in the Braisa that if you don't have the wall of five on top of the elevation, that they have to both join each other's eruv, then they have to make a single eruv. Atachtoino, it's only talking about the lower chotzer. And indeed, the upper chotzer can choose to make its own independent eruv, should it want to. Continues the Gemara. Dorash Merema. Merema is now arguing with Rav Chisda. Merema said, Gidud chamisho umchitza chamisho mitzdarfim. Whenever you have an elevated wall, an elevation plus a wall, they combine to make a shiur, a measure of ten tefachim. Continues the Gemara. Ashkechi ravina l'rav acha b'rei d'rava. Omar le Ravina said to Ravacha Brei de Ravina, Derava, Toni Mar Midi b'mechitza. Did you learn anything about mechitzas, about partitions? Did you hear anything about this discussion of Gidud Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha? Is the halacha like Rav Chisda? Is the halacha like Mareimer? Omar le said to him, no, I didn't hear anything. And the Gemara says, V'hilchasa, but the halacha is Gidud Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha, Mitzdarfim, like Mareimer, not like Rav Chisda. Continues the Gemara, the next sukya. Boya Rav Hoshia. Rav Hoshia asked the following question. Diyurin haboyin b'Shabbos. If you have two chatzeres, and there was a wall between the two chatzeres, and they each had their own independent eruv. Okay, everything is fine, they each carried in their own chotzer. And now on Shabbos, the wall fell down. And now the left-hand chotzer, the people in the left-hand chotzer, are now easily coming into the right-hand chotzer, and the people in the right-hand chotzer are residing in the left-hand chotzer. That means that in each chotzer, they suddenly had added residence on Shabbos. Diyurin residents haboyim b'Shabbos, that they are introduced to the chotzer on Shabbos. For example, if the wall in between the chatzeres fell down, mahu sheyesru. Do they restrict each other from carrying in the chotzer? Or do we say no? And this is a concept we've learnt about already, that there's a concept of Shabbos, kivun shehutra, hutra. If when Shabbos comes in, one is allowed to carry in a specific area, then even if there's going to be some changes in the area, one can continue carrying there on Shabbos. Here too, when Shabbos came in, there was a wall there, and each chotzer could be carried in. So now, even though the wall fell down, each set of neighbors can carry in their own chotzer, as they could when Shabbos came in. That's the question. Omar of Chizda. Toshima of Chizda is going to attempt to bring proof to this. From the Mishnah. Chotzer gedoyla shenifritzo l'ktano. And this is the Mishnah that we learned previously on Daf Tzadik base, that if you have a large chotzer and it's opened into a small chotzer, and now the Gemara is assuming that shenifritzo means that on Shabbos, it suddenly became breached open to the small chotzer, which means when Shabbos came in, there was a proper mechitza between the two chatzeris. On Shabbos, suddenly that wall was taken away, and now there's an easy entrance between the smaller chotzer and the larger chotzer. The halacha is agdoilem muteres. One can carry in the larger chotzer because the larger chotzer has walls all the way around, because the partition between the two chatzeris and the second chotzer was smaller, which means that even on that fourth side where the two chatzeres meet, there was part of the wall which was intact, and it had four walls. It was only the part which is flush adjacent to the smaller chotzer that came away. So the upper chotzer has proper walls, just with an opening, and one can carry there. The people in the smaller chotzer do not restrict the use of the bigger chotzer. Vaktanu asura. But since relative to the smaller chotzer, it's now totally breached open that side, so it's as if the people in the big chotzer are residing as well in the small chotzer, and the people in the big chotzer restrict the small chotzer from using the small chotzer. Haktana asura, b'pnei she'i kapischa shel gedoilam. We already explained this on Daf Tzadik Beis. So this was Rav Chisda bringing proof that here you have two chatzeris, that when Shabbos came in, there was a wall between them. On Shabbos, it was nifritza, and nonetheless, it now becomes osa to use the small chatzer. So you see clearly that during Aboyim b'Shabbos, they aser. Omar Rabba. Rabba said, no, it's not a proof from the Mishnah. Eimer, maybe it could be the Mishnah is talking about Miboidyaim nifritza, that already from before Shabbos there was a breach, there was an opening between the small chotzer and the big chotzer, and therefore at no point in Shabbos could the people in the small chotzer carry. That's why indeed the people in the small chotzer cannot carry, but it's not a proof to what would be the case in the event that when Shabbos came in they could carry and then the wall got taken away on Shabbos. Amar le Abaya, Abaya said to Rabba, Loi teima mar, master, don't say Eimer, maybe the Mishnah is talking about that the wall came down before Shabbos. Elo vada miboidyaim nifrut. I can prove to you the Mishnah must be talking that already from before Shabbos there was no wall, there was no partition between the two chatzeris. Dohamar hu do'omar, because you yourself, Rabbi, you said that boy menemer of Chizda, that you asked of Chizda the question, u boy menemer of Yehuda, and you asked of Yehuda the question. What did you ask? Irev derech haPesach. If you had two chatzeris, and we've already learned that any two chatzeris next to each other that have a significantly sized opening, either a window or a door or 4x4 tefachim, then one's allowed to make an eruv between the two chatzeris. And it's through that opening that connects the two chatzeris and together with the eruv. So irev derech haPesach, you had an opening, a door, and because of that doorway, you allowed yourself to make an eruv. You made an Eruv, and now it's considered as if the two Chatzeris are one Chotzer, and they can all carry, and they can carry in their own Chotzer and into the other Chotzer. V'nistam haPesach, and in the middle of Shabbos, this opening got closed. A pile of rubble fell in front of it. Either way, this opening that you relied on to make the Eruv between the two Chatzeris now is gone. Or Eruv derech haloin, if it wasn't a door, it was a window. V'nista machaloin, and the window got blocked. Ma, what's the halacha if in the middle of Shabbos it got blocked? V'omer li, and you said to me, Shabbos kiven shehutra hutra. Any area that on Shabbos, when Shabbos came in, one was allowed to carry there, one's allowed to carry there for the entire Shabbos. And since you, Rabbi, hold this way, it must be that when the Mishnah says k'tano asura, it must be that there was no mechitza there from before Shabbos. And either way, there's no proof from that Mishnah to the question of Rabbi Shia. Itmar, we learned, Koisel Shabein Shtei Chatzeris Shenofal. This is our question. You had a wall between two Chatzeris, and on Shabbos the wall fell down. Rav Omar Ein Metaltlin Boy Elo B'Dalad Amis. Rav says, not only are you not allowed to carry into each other's Chatzah, even in each Chatzah independently, one's not allowed to carry. It's got the same din as a karmelis, so to speak. It's lost its status of a reshus hayochid with mechitzas, and one's only allowed to carry up to 4 amis. And Rashi explains this. Rashi says, well, why should there ever be a problem? Any kalim that are in a chotzer when Shabbos comes in, they don't need an eruv. You can carry freely in the chotzer. So Rashi says that that's all true if you've got a single chotzer. Now you've got two chatzeris that are breached to each other, and since they're breached to each other, they aser each other. And even though we said earlier on that chatzeros, anything that was in a chotzer when Shabbos comes in, you're allowed to carry to another chotzer even without an eruv. So here the wall came down, so it's now two chatzeros with no eruv, because they didn't make an eruv when Shabbos came in. When Shabbos came in, there was a wall there, they couldn't make an eruv. So why should that be an issue? And Rashi says, remember what Rav said previously. Rav said that in the event that there was an eruv, and that means that the items from the homes could have been taken into the chotzer, and those items are not allowed to be taken to another chotzer, in that case you're not allowed to carry from chotzer to chotzer. Either way, according to Rav, the chotzer has become totally osa, you're not allowed to carry in any chotzer. And it's clear that according to Rav, you don't say this logic of Shabbos, kivan shehutra hutra, because when Shabbos came in, they could each carry in their own chot. So there was a wall there. Ushmuel Omer, Shmuel holds of this logic and says, Ze metaltil ad ikka mechitza. The people in the right-hand chotza can continue carrying in their chotza until where the mechitza was when Shabbos came in. Ze metaltil ad ikka mechitza. And the people in the left-hand chotza can also continue carrying in their chotza until the point where the wall was when Shabbos came in. So it's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Asks the Gemara, V'harav, this that we assume that Rav does not hold of Shabbos kivon shehutra hutra, he actually didn't say it explicitly. It's not when it says itmer koisol shabein shdei chateiros shenofal Rav Omar ein metaltlin be'elo bedalad amis, Rav didn't say it in that many words. Lav beferish itmer elo michlole itmer, we deduced it from something that happened with Rav. The Rav and Shmuel have a yosef about who chotzer. Rav and Shmuel were once sitting together in a chotzer. Nofel Guda de Beina Beina, and the wall that was separating their chotzer from a neighboring chotzer fell down in the middle of Shabbos. Omalu Shmuel. Shmuel said, Shkulu Glima, take your cloak, or take a clothes, or take a piece of material on Shabbos, carry it in this chotzer, and Negidu Bo, and hang it in between the two chatzeres. How can you carry? How can you lift up this cloak on Shabbos? The wall has fallen down. It's now you've got two chatzeres you're not allowed to carry. Obviously, Shmuel held, you're allowed to carry. Why? Because Shabbos kivon shehutra hutra. So why did Shmuel want to put up the wall, the mechitza? Shmuel put it up just for privacy purposes. We'll soon see this in the Gemara. So Shmuel had no issue with it. Ahadrinu Rav l'ape, Rav turned round, so to speak, saying, I do not agree with what's going on here. You're not allowed to move, lift up this cloak on Shabbos, this talis, this glima. The wall's fallen down. And now you've got two chatzeres without an eruv, you're not allowed to carry. Omalu Shmuel, Shmuel responded, Ikopid Abba, if you Rav, who was named, who was termed Abba by Shmuel, if you have reservations with this, Shkulu himne v'kotruba, take your belt and tie this glima to where the wall used to be. And the Meiri discusses what Shmuel was trying to say with this. If Rav had an issue with it, of course he couldn't, Rav wasn't going to go and tie this mechitza up. Okay, so the Meiri says maybe it was bedichusa. Shmuel didn't. This wasn't a halacha. Shmuel was just, so to speak, teasing Rav. Obviously, not teasing in the way that Chas v'Shalom we tease people. But he was saying to Rav, you know, what's your reservation? And the Gemara says, Ule Shmuel lomoliha. According to Shmuel, who says that you're allowed to carry where you could have carried when Shabbos came in, why did he have to put up this cloak? So Shmuel holds that you can carry the whole Shabbos to the point that you could when Shabbos came in, because Shabbos kivon shehutra hutra. Answers the Gemara, Shmuel ovad litznius ba'alma, it was just for privacy. He didn't want the people in the other chotza looking in. Asks the Gemara of a Rav, what was Rav's opinion? Is svir lei da'osa? If Rav held you're not allowed to do this, if Rav held that you're not allowed to carry in this chotzer, you can't lift the glima and take it all the way to where this breach is now, lemele, why didn't he say? He should tell Shmuel, I don't agree with what you're doing. Why did he just turn round? Answers the Gemara, Asir de Shmuel hava. It was the town, the city, the place of Shmuel, or the home of Shmuel. Either way, Shmuel was the Rav there, and Rav had no permission to tell Shmuel what to do. Ihocha, my tam adrinu lape, so why did you turn your face away? Shmuel was the ruler there. He paskened. He said, that's what you should do. That's what you should do. And that's it. So answers the Gemara, Deloi neimru ka Shmuel svirelei v'hodaber mishmaitzei. Rav was afraid that people would say that he's agreeing with Shmuel's opinion, so to speak, that he's changed his mind and now he agrees that Shabbos kivon shehutra hutra. No, Rav wanted to make his point and say that we do not say Shabbos kivon shehutra hutra. And that's why it means Michlol Itma. From there we deduced that in the case of Koisol Shabein Shtei Chatzeres Shenofal, Rav Omar Ein Metaltlin Boy Elo Bedalad Amis. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.